Welcome to Blackmail, where we bring you Black history, special delivery. Many are aware of what the term grandfather clause means. It is a clause creating an exemption based on previously existing circumstances. Ratified in 1870, the 15th Amendment to the United States Constitution prohibited voter discrimination based on race. Even with this amendment, Black voters living in the South were prevented from voting in large numbers for nearly a century after its passage. Added to the amendment were new voter requirements, such as literacy tests, poll taxes, and residency/property ownership restrictions. Southern states would exempt white citizens from these new requirements if their ancestors, grandfathers, had the right to vote before the Civil War. Clearly, little to no Black voters would be able to meet these requirements. Conversely, this requirement would exempt, grandfather, most white voters so they could vote without meeting the new requirements. Restated, the goal and result were to keep poor, formerly enslaved, and illiterate Black people and their descendants from voting while allowing poor and illiterate white people to vote. The Gwin versus the United States Supreme Court case struck down grandfather clauses in 1915. However, poll taxes, literacy tests, property ownership, and others remained intact. The 1965 Voting Rights Act abolished literacy tests and other forms of voter suppression. However, states have found new and improved ways to continue Black voter suppression that is still present today. There has been debate over the years about whether or not the term should be dropped and another selected. Some feel that in its present-day use, the word has been deracialized and is no longer offensive. It should also be noted that the term grandfather also highlights the fact that women did not have the right to vote. Some organizations are switching to the word legacy as a substitute. Another installment of Melanated Mail has been delivered. Ponder, reflect, and pass it on.